Let me thank all of you for joining episode 2 of the Walt Weekly. On this week's show, we want to talk about desegregation and how it has negatively impacted the Black American. Since desegregation, you can see a parallel in the decline of the Black family unit. It was almost simultaneous. The teachers were Black and cared about the well-being of the students in their charge. What's more, the line of communication between the teacher and student was continuous. What happened to the school spirit and the school culture that we had during that time? Whether that be academic, music, or sports. For those that can remember, we had rumor mills of those that didn't do well with their schoolwork. You did not want to be on that list. You were teased, and of course you had to face the wrath of your parents. Your response was to work hard as hell to do better. This takes me to what happened to our Black educators. The decimation of the Black educator has had a long-lasting impact on our kids. A study by the National Center for Education and Statistics found that among 3.3 million teachers in the American public elementary and secondary schools in 2012, where minority students are quickly becoming the majority, they were 82% white, 8% Hispanic, and 7% Black. Folks, let's get real. We got the short end of the stick again. And why do we keep falling for this? We only want to have an even playing field, a level playing field. That's all we need to succeed. This is not an ask. We have a saying on this show. We must take care of our own because no one else will or should or have to. We need to move away from the belief that diverse schools foster better potential for academic success. This was a conclusion made in a report by the Center for Public Education. It also goes on to say that we have a de facto segregation. Really? That's what happens when your identity is wiped. You have less and the community suffers. I see no upside to continuing on the path that we're going now. We need Black teachers, we need Latin American teachers teaching our kids. Nothing can help motivate our students more than to see success standing right in front of them. This lack of Black educators has meant that Black students are less valued in general. White teachers, typically women, who are educated in white neighborhoods and white universities, make up the majority of educators in minority classrooms. Many are fantastic, quality teachers and a gift to all students, but many are ill-equipped to meet the educational needs of Black students. And studies indicate that they treat Black children differently. Not intentionally, but they have a different background. And the interaction is that much more complex than with someone that you know their culture and you know what to expect and you can anticipate. We don't have that between the Black student and the white teacher. During my years in high school, I believe around between 8th and 11th grade, I was a trumpet player. And our band director, who was Black, Mr. Norris, I'll never forget him, he was so good at what he did, and he interacted so well with us that I wanted to be a band director like him. That led me to practice hard and apply to Elizabeth City State University, where I obtained a full music scholarship. This is a direct result of having Mr. Norris as an idol. Teachers that have a similar culture this would prepare our kids to assimilate into the global culture because it would have a foundation. What action can we take to address this issue of the lack of Black teachers teaching Arab Black kids and Latino kids? It will be hard because we're talking about 40 years since desegregation. This effort to bring back Black schools may not be right for everybody. So I'm not advocating that this should be a blanket solution. But I think in certain areas of the country, especially in the South, Midwest, where they're already segregated because white people live out in the suburbs, and of course, Black people can't afford to get out there. So you have segregation. So this may not work for everybody, but what I do think is that on a select basis, we need to implement it. And I believe that you can do it on a local level with funding from state and federal sources. And I think a lot of them would agree to that, especially in the Republican Party. So again, this is not a lecture, but I'm throwing it out there as food for thought. And you know, that's one of our missions, our primary mission, is to get the information out there, get the ideas out there, get a different way of thinking out there, and then let you take it from that point. And hopefully, if we can come together, we can start executing the plan. On next week's show, we're going to talk about the merit-based immigration system that the administration wants to implement, along with immigration in general, and how it's impacting the African-American community. Oh, and before I forget, please, if you like this show, please subscribe. I think you'll get a lot out of it. And share your thoughts. We're looking forward to your feedback so we can make the show better. Thank you. If you would like to contact us, please reach out to us on Twitter at Walt Weekly. You can also go to our website, which is thewaltweekly.podbean.com. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to us today. And we'll be back with you next week.